And that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General.
Assange is now charged in the United States for aiding Chelsea Manning in hacking into Pentagon computers to download classified materials. WikiLeaks eventually published them, claiming it is a journalistic operation. In 2016, Mr. Trump praised WikiLeaks for its disclosures of hacked emails from the Clinton campaign and Democratic Party. Bob Costantini, Washington.
A bill imposing one of the most stringent abortion restrictions in the nation was signed into law in Ohio Thursday, banning abortions after a detectable heartbeat. In signing the so-called heartbeat bill, Governor Mike DeWine broke with his predecessor, Republican John Kasich, who had vetoed the measure twice on grounds it was clearly unconstitutional. Well, federal prosecutors are accusing attorney Michael Avenatti of defrauding his clients, including a paraplegic man who won a multi-million dollar settlement. Meredith Woods has detail.
Prosecutors also accuse Avenatti of not submitting tax returns, falsifying financial information, and lying to investigators. This indictment by a California grand jury comes 2 weeks after he was charged by federal prosecutors in New York. They accuse him of trying to extort more than $20 million from the sportswear company Nike. Avenatti tweeted Thursday that he plans to, quote, fight all charges and plead not guilty.
President Trump and South Korea's Moon Jae-in agreed Thursday on the importance of nuclear talks with North Korea, but the two leaders aren't completely aligned on the issue of sanctions. I'm Elliot Francis.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Attention! If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information. You may qualify for new relief programs to have your past due taxes forgiven. So see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free. Call now. 800-938-6077.
800-938-6077.
That's 800-938-6077.
As the city gets ready to celebrate a major milestone, Phillies officials say they'll host the Major League All-Star Game in 2026. John Stoneless has more.
A news conference at Independence Hall, where the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, is scheduled for Tuesday.
The Bug Weather Center. Commissioner. For tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with diminishing wind, the low 58. Partly sunny for Friday, high 76. Clear Friday night, low 54. Saturday, sunny, high 82. Sunny Sunday, high 86. I'm meteorologist Jim Minali from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 69 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Are you longing to be more in touch with your intuitive self? Are you searching for a direction in your spiritual journey? Are you seeking a safe place to gather with people of like minds? At the Place of Spiritual Wisdom in Sun City, we can help you find your path. We offer psychics, mediums, holistic wellness practitioners, classes, and events. For more information, call 623-583-1330. That's 623-583-1330. Or go to theplaceofspiritualwisdom.com.
Hello, this is Gary Sinise. Tune into American Warrior with my pal Ben Bueller Garcia to hear stories of our men and women in the military and those who support them.
Thanks, Gary. 99% of our nation never served in the military. You may not know one of them, but we all owe them. Join us Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX to hear the personal stories of our men and women in the military, first responders, and those who support them. Over 160 other stories on demand at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Tong America. This is the Germanic warlord and barbarian speaking to the nation direct tonight. We are now past the Ides of March and well into April. We will work to control our borders for the sake of the nation and its security. And in this world, keep your friends close, but keep your talk radio closer, as you will need it more than ever in the coming weeks and months ahead, mein Kameraden. Now, this is how the elites stole your future 100 years ago, and how they are now also stealing your border and your nation's sovereignty under the banner of globalism.
People told you that the media being owned by a select few isn't a problem, that these corporations and the bankers that fund them would never propagandize the people for their own interests, and certainly wouldn't endanger lives, that false flags aren't real, and that they would involve way too many people, that a secret that big could never be kept quiet. Media manipulation by bankers with money interests and governments beholden to those bankers is not the exception, it's the rule. There are countless verified examples that government schools conveniently leave out of the history books, and banker-funded media conglomerates are the last people that are going to give you a peek behind the curtain they've woven to protect themselves from the retribution they would surely face if the public were to discover just how little their lives mattered. One of the most well-documented examples of how war profiteers operate that parallels exactly with how these war profiteers operate today is the sinking of the Lusitania, an event that would claim the lives of nearly 2,000 people, including 195 Americans, and would be the false flag to get the American public behind a war that would later claim the lives of over 100,000 Americans. A war that up until this false flag planned by the elites, including J.P. Morgan and his Rothschild backers, and the Wilson administration, was only supported by 1 out of 10 Americans. And the motivations are the same as they've always been: money and power. In the early 1900s, J.P. Morgan, the American agent of the Rothschilds, sold war bonds in America to fund the English and the French in their war with Germany. Not only did they profit through handsome commissions from these bonds, the money raised was then spent at the companies owned by Morgan and the Rothschilds. War was big money. Total purchases would rise to an astronomical $3 billion, which in today's money would be roughly $74 billion.
And we see these wars all over the world again today. It's okay to fight a war. Just make sure you're fighting for the right cause. For even though we seek peace and security, just know that we are always a world at war. There are always alliances and treaties being signed, cabals being formed, and tyranny lurks in the shadows of every nation. Each week I broadcast from the underground Phoenix bunker in Wolf's lair, as my powerful message goes far and wide into America, penetrates the minds of the nation and its patriots who know the truth. The country's neighborhoods are well tonight and protected and above reproach. And the militant leftists in our country are gripped by fear because of our powerful show and this president. And just know, every day we grow in numbers, in brute strength. Now, per the new FBI report that's out, There are 22 Islamic militant compounds now inside the United States. Patriots, this will not end well or pretty for anyone. And do not ever give up your guns. Keep your powder dry, boys. You may need it someday. It's now very crystal clear in my mind that Mexico will not use its military to stop Central American migrant caravans who have been weaponized from passing through en route to the United States, and will instead offer support and security for them along the way of their journey. President Trump has said that our southern border is getting overrun. Our facilities are at overcapacity. We are at an emergency crisis, as the White House stands ready to close the Mexican border if there is no real deal with Mexico in stopping these weaponized caravans, causing one international incident after another. This is not a game. Lives are at stake on both sides of the border, and Mexico does not care one peso, mi amigos. They are encouraging these caravans to come up here. They're pushing them over America's border. Now, tonight we will talk about that, as well as we have a World War II segment and special. JD, the Article 5 Hour, is going to be our VIP guest tonight. We're looking very forward to JD talking on the show. You are the heart of the country. You are beings of light and soldiers of Christ in this Easter season. We will not tolerate Sharia law inside America or lawlessness. We will not tolerate any enemies in our midst. Now, some of you have been with me from the beginning, and I salute you all. We're glad you're here tonight. We have a lot to talk about. We are proud to be aligned with the Patriots supporting this president, MAGA, and the great country. Tonight, we are at a crossroads in the country. Just know this. We fought World War II, our thought to preserve America's way of life and freedom. Yet, we have a border crisis which directly affects our nation's ability to preserve our sovereignty, way of life. So what did we sacrifice and fight for again in World War II? Why did we storm the beaches of Normandy? Was it not to preserve Western civilization and America, to keep it intact, to keep our quality of life? That was one of the reasons. We liberated Europe, we think we did, but today they are in very bad shape. We will talk about all of this and the gladiators of World War II tonight, because it is linked to our border crisis of today. Many of the issues of World War II have not been resolved. Western civilization is still at a crossroads and being attacked. So tonight, my friends, we are here, the legendary Von Wiehan Show. We will start it with this.
Germany acclaims Hitler. His lightning conquest of France enthralls his generals. He sees himself as the greatest war leader of all time, on a par with Napoleon. And like the Emperor, no one dares to contradict him anymore.
Deutschland und Hitler und Kommandant.
I said, Joe Biden, he's 76 years old. This guy was having gaffes in his 50s. He was having major gaffes as vice president.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Mornings at 7 a.m. Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
We know that there are two seasons in Phoenix, summer and nice. And nice is here. So is the brand new 2020 Camelback Toyota Corolla. 40 million sold worldwide already, and with good reason. Efficiency, comfort, and power. Just what you expect from Camelback Toyota. So let's go places. Camelback Toyota is on Facebook, on the internet at CamelbackToyota.com, or just call Camelback Toyota at 602-464-7261. Just around the corner at 16th Street in Camelback, in the heart of the Camelback Corridor.
I'm Connie Salica, and coming up this week on Intelligence for Your Health. The next time you're tense and need to calm down, I'll explain how focusing on your forehead could be the cure. Join me Sunday nights at 10 on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
We are ecstatic that you're here. This is a Von Wehhunt big show tonight, big production in the infamous episode 162 of the legendary show which bears my name. It's Cult Radio, a cult classic, and this is the Migrant Caravan Meltdown show special tonight. They star date 4/11/2019. Folks, two more larger-than-ever caravans are again heading our way. I told you this was far, far from over. Now, do you believe me? And we salute you all. But watch that border. It's going to get real hot as the weather warms up. Let's get JD on for the Article 5 Hour, which airs every Sunday at 4 p.m. JD, are you there tonight, sir?
Gerald Wehhunt reporting for duty as required, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you doing? We are at a crossroads here in America. His border situation is out of control. The president is correct. The media is wrong. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, I don't know if you've been listening to my show over the past month.
I have.
But I can tell you, I've been calling, trying to desperately get the president's attention for him to use his Article 2 powers to actually invade the northernmost area of the country of Mexico, perhaps the first, 50 to 500 yards, whatever our United States military needs for effective operations of guarding our border. Because as you know, Vaughn, the demon Democrats have set the laws in such a way in this country that if these quote-unquote asylees set foot on our nation's soil, then they are required to be let go because we have no place to keep them. And so it's catch and release 3.0. And the Lord only knows if we'll ever see them again. So they blend into our society as illegal immigrants. And it is the only way to stop it is to stop them before they set foot in the United States of America. Now, right. I know there's other less aggressive ways to do it, but hardly would there be more an effective way to do it with the United States military. What a novel concept, guarding our border with our own military.
Wow.
What do you say, sir?
I love it. I love it. Who would have thought that could even happen? I mean, it's amazing. I mean, every other country in the world, folks, they protect their border with the military, often with tanks, submachine guns. Why is America so different? We have a media that wants a borderless country. We have a Democrat Marxist party, which wants more votes in 2020. And they also, JD, they want a borderless country. They want no national sovereignty, and they want the country to be invaded. Your thoughts, sir?
True, but we don't let the Republicans off on here. If you go back to the Gingrich era, we yes. had control of both houses of Congress and a compliant Democrat president named Bill Clinton, who was for border security. And at the time, the Democrats were pro-union, so they wanted to keep the illegals out at that time. So did the Republicans, when they had control, do anything about the influx across the border? No, they didn't. Bush, President Bush, was an absolute joke when it came to immigration. He was partially responsible for the problems that we have now. We all know what President Obama did. Now, he's the one that built the cages that President Trump is accused of keeping children in. Even today, yesterday, Nancy Pelosi lied once again about that to all the Americans about who's responsible for these cages. It was the Obama era that those pictures came from, and the cages were built by the Obama administration, and President Trump is the one that put an end to that situation. Yet they accuse him of it and have all their lemmings believing that it's all President Trump. It's a sad, sack, sorry situation, Vaughn, and I tell you, the border security has never been worse, and they're trying to ruin the country. This is an invasion. There's no question.
Absolutely. Great spot on points. No, I will never let the Republicrats off the hook. I said repeatedly on my show, and I've been hearing your show as well on Sundays at 4 o'clock, that the watered-down talking points of the so-called Republican elites in Arizona, they're trying so hard to pander to suburbia. They're watering down what they really need to do. This is why I never left that party. The Republicans left me and millions of others back in 2008 when John McCain basically ceded the election to Barack insane Obama. Since then, I have noticed that our two senators, that was McCain and Jeff Flake, the minute Trump got in office, they backstabbed him. And they were not strong on the border, and they were up there for many, many years. In McCain's case, decades. And what have they done? But nothing. And here we sit.
Yeah, they work for the other side is what they've done.
That's right.
McCain started out political life as a Democrat, and the bosses here in Arizona said, no, John, you can't run as a Democrat. You have to be a Republican to win in Arizona. And so he switched his party, but he never switched how he governed.
Right. Totally agree.
Go ahead.
I always found it very interesting that it was the Arizona senators out of all 50 states that led the charge against the border and Trump. They do not want a strong border. The Republicans still want cheap labor. They wink, wink, and nod at each other. And the Democrats want them to be a voting bloc in the future. We are headed for disaster, or some kind of civil war in the future. God forbid we ever have, JD, a blip of the economy, or if those EBT cards stop working. You know?
Yeah, well, indeed. But there is a way out, and the way is to primary out the phony Republicans. Now, we got rid of, in the last election cycle, we lost the House over this, we got rid of around 35 never-Trumpers, with the 40 retiring out of the house, which is three times the normal amount, by the way. Right. And it's so they could get to their lobbying job early because they didn't want to support the president. The problem with the Republicans is they have no spine. They have no intention of leading. What they're perfectly content to do is be the minority party in the House and sit there and claim loyal opposition to the Democrats. Meanwhile, they know they'll never have to back anything because they don't have any power.
That's
right.
That
is the problem. And they've always been that way. And as you can see, when we had the House and the Senate, what happened? Nothing really. I mean, we got a little bit of tax reform, and they gave they threw President a couple little bones here and there. But for the most part, they didn't even cooperate with him. Why? Because Paul Ryan was not loyal to the president.
Right.
Now, we're not sitting here and saying that President Trump is a lord that everybody needs to bow down to. What we're trying to say here is we want the Republicans to do the will of the people of their party for once. Now, get this straight, you swamp creatures. I hope you're listening tight. You work for us, you creeps. It's not the other way around. And you're going to get primaried if you don't start doing what the people elected you to do.
God, I love it, JD. You're spot on, man. And I've been saying that for years, too, that the Republicrats, they always say, we stand by our principles and our morals. Well, it's not very moral when you allow the country to be invaded. And they are quick to say, I go to church four or five times a week. But they're spineless. They don't want to fight. They want to be the loyal opposition. And they seek to be the minority party. They get up there. They want their big paycheck. And they want to do nothing. Yet preach to us and lecture us about their damn principles, which we're tired of hearing about. What good are principles if you do nothing for the country? Your final thoughts, JD.
Yeah, I don't think they have any principles, really.
I don't either.
They just got loud mouths, and they do what's best to feather the nest, and they don't care too much about the people that they're supposed to be representing in our great republic, Vaughn. So we have a big problem. We'd like to get some real patriots in the Congress.
Yes.
And here's the thing. At least we have a real president, because this president is going about the business of trying to clean house in our totally corrupt government, okay? So he has recently been, you know, kind of firing people, and maybe he'll get some better choices in there. It looks like I'm cautiously optimistic about the new attorney general. Although I don't think he's a real big fan of President Trump, I do believe he is a fan of a thing called the rule of law.
Yes.
He's starting to look like he is. Now, he could go the other way, and he could just whitewash the whole thing and hopefully make it go away and try to paint it with his credibility. But there is also a chance that he wants his legacy to be, I'm the one that cleaned up the mess in the American justice system, the American State Department, and other parts of the executive branch of government. I think William Barr might actually end up being a hero here, Vaughn. I'm hoping.
I am hoping so, JD. I love your conjecture and your positive attitude, and we can both be cautiously optimistic. I thank you so much for calling the show tonight. And folks, JD's on every Sunday, Article 5 Hour, at 4 p.m. Check out that show. Thank you, JD.
Thanks, Vaughn, anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Great to be here.
Great. Glad to have you. Folks, that border needs to be strong. I don't care about your principles if you allow the invasion to continue. We must protect America, or else I shall return.
The Washington Post reports White House officials tried to pressure immigration authorities to release detainees in a so-called sanctuary city to retaliate against Trump political opponents. Post reporter Rachel Bate explains.
They leaned on ICE to consider this proposal where they would be moving undocumented immigrants they had captured at the border to sanctuary cities or the districts of adversaries like Democrats. And the one that was mentioned in particular was Nancy Pelosi, who's the Speaker of the House.
Slain rapper Nipsey Hussle's face was everywhere outside the Staples Center Thursday, where a mood of celebration contrasted the somber memorial inside. His girlfriend, Lauren London.
I want you to know that I feel real joy in my heart when I'm around you. I feel safe around you, protected, like a shield over me when you're around. I'm totally myself when I'm with you, which is probably annoying because I don't wear my cool mask anymore.
Dow Futures up 42. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weather Center. For tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with diminishing wind, low 58. Partly sunny for Friday, high 76. Clear Friday night, low 54. Saturday, sunny, high 82. Sunny Sunday, high 86. I'm meteorologist Jim Minalli from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 68 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
And that is, you know, you're happy when you're young because you're young, dumb, and have no idea where you're going and everything looks like opportunity. You're miserable by midlife because you realize that everything you've done from 20 to 40 has not gotten you to where you thought it would get you. And you see that you have to still work another 20 years of your life. So you've struggled for 20, you see 20 more in front of you, and you don't see those results getting you where you want to be.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health Formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Now, in the last segment, we had J.D., the Article 5 Hours, our VIP guest. We appreciate him and his very good, candid comments. Folks, we cannot absorb the world. This country is full. Do we really need more traffic? Do we need more bums on the streets with their cardboard signs begging you for change, knocking on your car window? Do we need more bums sleeping on sidewalks in Phoenix? Other large cities. No, we don't. If you just joined us, this is the Von Wehunt Show. The show is not hosted by a left-wing wacko. No, the show is on the cutting edge. Now, I asked you in the first segment that America has been at war many times. World War II was a big one. Why did we fight that war? One of the reasons was to preserve Western civilization. But I say going forward, We don't need any more brother wars. We don't need any more Illuminati wars. Our soldiers were brave. They made the ultimate sacrifice. But going forward as a nation, we have some very serious issues. And it's amazing what's happening. We're at a crossroads in America. I told you many times that when Trump is gone from office, all hell will break loose. So right now is the time to get your affairs in order. Now, only in America would you not be allowed to ask people living in your country whether they are citizens or not. Teachers aren't even allowed to ask if the kids in their classrooms are illegal or not. This insanity needs to stop. Our government right now is almost 100% rotten to the core. Trump is doing his best to drain the swamp and to recreate Washington with new congressmen, new bureaucrats in the middle to make some needed changes to America, even structural changes. But nothing is being done about our border. Very little. Trump's doing his best. He's combating the media. He's combating the entrenched bureaucrats. The FBI has reported and investigated Trump in the 2016 election. It's been alleged. Many people in our government that have been looking at his dealings. Trump is the most public man in this entire country. More has been written about him. He's been investigated by Mueller and countless other people for years. So he's a pretty much an open book. If you want to know about Trump, he's not hard to find. So we have our news today. Nothing much has changed since the news of ancient Rome.
Abel, so Gaius Pompey Magnus has left the city. He commands all noblemen and knights to do likewise. Those that remain will be considered enemies of Rome. Safety of all citizens, groups of more than three men shall not congregate in public spaces. A curfew is in effect. Any person found on the street after dark will be subject to summary judgment. Long live General Gaius Julius Caesar, savior of our republic.
Yes. Our command bunker has advised me that we've got Ron calling from somewhere in Phoenix. Ron, are you there? Let's patch him through. How you doing, sir? Is Ron there? It's our pirate radio show. I can hear you. Okay. Ron, you got 1 second. Is Ron still there? Eric, is he on the line? Hello? Okay. Well, we'll try to get him back. We can't hear him, though. They're not speaking up. We will move on. When you call the show, stand your ground and speak when you are addressed. World War II, the gladiators on both sides of that epic conflict. We fought a major war to preserve America. But it sounded like this.
They were Hitler's elite bodyguard, the ruthless protectors of their Führer. But the Nazi regime's most loyal servants were also among the most feared gladiators of World War II. The Waffen-SS, the combat units of the SS, became famous for their tenacity on the battlefield. Countless times on both the Western and Eastern fronts, Waffen-SS men were the cornerstone of the German defenses, fighting to the death, even when all hope had gone. They were respected by their enemies for their fanatical courage, but feared for their barbarity. Survivors of the Waffen-SS insist that they were just soldiers doing their duty.
World War II was the big one. It's when the gauntlet was thrown down worldwide. Our command bunker has advised me we have Brett surfing off the coast of Mexico. Brett, are you there?
Yeah, Vaughn, how are you?
How you doing, man? World War II.
I'm doing great.
We were there in past lives, I'm sure.
Well, how are you doing tonight, calling, buddy? I'm surfing in Caesar's Palace over in Vegas.
Nice.
To take care of some things. But, yeah, I saw Private Ryan, you know. Yeah, Vegas.
Great movie.
Vegas is great. For a couple nights. But, yeah, Private Ryan was really awesome, and it's really a touching movie, an important movie, right?
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's interesting that we have a lot of things going on that really weren't taken care of, you know.
We need the Waffen-SS on the American border. It's out of control, man. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, World War II, we fought a big war. We fought all of these wars. I guess we're supposed to preserve the country and the nation and our way of life. But in Vegas, you're seeing the fruits of capitalism. You're having a good time. Yeah. But I want you to hang on after the break. We're going to talk some more in the last segment there with Surfer Brett in his Caesar's Palace suite. Living large,
right,
while America starves, with their cardboard signs out, begging you and me for change. Your thoughts, sir?
I mean, you can see it. You can see it out here. You've got the millionaires next to the walking down the street, and there are homeless people there. You know,
right?
The divide's growing. You know,
it is. It's all Barack Obama's fault. Snobs and slobs in Vegas and all over America. Nobody in the middle anymore. Where's the middle class? They've been gutted by the bureaucrats. Brett, hang on. We have far more to talk about. We need the Waffen-SS on America's border. Nothing else seems to work.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Pascal. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Well, I've got plans available year-round that are good for any doctor or hospital. You get a small copay. You don't have to satisfy a great big deductible every year, and the premiums are truly affordable. For more information, give me a call at 623-980-7272 or visit me online at AmericanHealthPro.com, and we'll do our best to help you and your family.
The Von Wehhant Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhant is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhant will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhant is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhant, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic? Install a smoke alarm? Help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhant Show, featuring Von Wehhant, the Barbarian.
We are the no-holds-barred show that you've heard about, the Machismo Show. Now, we had a few callers that called in last segment. Folks, when I call your name, stand and deliver. Do not put the phone down or toy around. I will drop you like a hot potato in a New York minute. So I wait for no man on the Von Wehhant Show. Never forget that. And if we get invaded again, it may sound like this. Nothing is off limits on the Von Wehhant Show. Never forget that. Pirate radio at its best. Let's get Surfer Brett back on the line from his luxurious Caesar's Palace suite. Brett, are you there tonight?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that song is a surfer song, by the way.
I know.
That's
too bad
what it's going to sound like.
Right. Malaguena. Too bad we won't have this kind of great music coming over the border. Just millions of homeless people. We need our money and support, food and water, and our social services. Never forget that. Which cost the American taxpayer billions of dollars. Can't afford it. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, who's going to pay for all those free benefits, you know, that Bernie Sanders
will.
Is going to pass out there.
Bernie will. BS. Yeah, he will. He's promised free stuff for all of America. Amazing.
And, you know, that was the thing with World War II. Those guys that came back, man, they just came back and were hard workers, and everybody pitched in. A lot of small
great
businesses,
soldiers.
Capitalism.
What the hell were they fighting for? I love those guys, but look, man, World War II wasn't even a lifetime ago. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
They stormed the beaches. They did the deed. Brave, brave American soldiers. And the real war was in the Pacific, where America had no help. But now we have our country, supposedly, and now those same guys. I would say that if they knew what happened, they would not storm those beaches today, knowing their country, in less than a lifetime, would be invaded. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, it was. It's the truth, and it was in a very subtle way that it slowly crept in, and through the '60s, through feminism, and a lot of that stuff, that it crept in, and it's so prevalent today. You know,
the globalists, they want to erase all sovereignty, all borders. We know they're a little scam. We don't have anybody up there but Trump fighting for us. Your thoughts, Brett?
It's true, and we all have to just open our eyes and realize that this is a war. There is a war, you know, and what they want, I believe they do want a civil war here.
They do.
In the United States to divide us and divide and conquer, you know, and we have to be aware of that. And I think that if we are, we're gonna continue going forward. I mean, there are too many people that are awake and know what's going on, and I think, and I'm willing to surf a big wave.
Brett, we need you out there surfing the waves, man, and telling us about the naval armadas and fleets coming towards America and our borders. Seriously, it's out of control, man. We thank you so much for calling the show. Appreciate you out there.
All right, Vaughn. Have a good one.
Folks, it's Brett the Surfer. Thank you, Brett. Calling from his Las Vegas penthouse pad. While the rest of us slave away. But I thought you'd like to hear the song by I'm Feeling a Little Black Oak, Arkansas. That's what I can feel forever. I can feel you out there in America. You want your country back. You want your nation back. You want your neighborhoods to be strong. Your kids to do well in school. We want success for the nation, all its people, and our President Trump. We want good things to happen. We want peace and prosperity. But our enemies don't. Thought you would appreciate that. A little retro rock from 1976, Black Oak, Arkansas, from the great Balls of Fire album, Real Rock and Roll. I saw them years ago at a fair. Really cool band. And, folks, we are multidimensional beings existing on more than one plane of existence at the same time. We are an extension of the Creator. We are aspects of God playing on planet Earth and in His creation. Separation between man and God we did to ourselves. We are a ray of light from God. It is about frequency and vibration, quantum mechanics and physics. The universe is about energy. The further your light goes out into the universe, the better off you will be. Thoughts are energy. Your thoughts will create your future. We are all here for a special mission. We are on a mission from God. You need to find out why you're here. Let go of your fear and focus on the mission at hand. Get your light flowing through and through you without blockage. Make sure the aspects of you and the light are flowing and they are resonating without undue mental blockage, which will only dim your aura and the light already within you. Fear does block the light. As your life vibration is higher, the angelic beings of light come to support you. Miracles are a natural state under the Almighty. This is how the galaxy works. We are higher beings of light. You are a Von Wien Show special forces. We have the higher consciousness, higher realms of power, personal power, and insight. This radio fan base begins with you. Our awakening affects the nation. Remember who you are, because you are a being of light. From the KFNX studios, I bid you all a wonderful week. Good night from my mountain fortress and stronghold. I am your Germanic warlord. I'll be here every week. God bless you all. Hail to Odin and Thor. And good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the...